be extremely important. What do we support mid-year?
Are you talking about a great shakeout or the?
I'm thinking
Fourth of July.
Oh. I'm thinking of the 4th of July. I think these things are particularly relevant for those of us that volunteer on the 4th. Okay, the second objective, obviously create and maintain a viable network of emergency communications. Always monitor designated or assigned frequencies and acknowledge and relay all messages accurately and with minimal delay. And of course, the last thing we've already talked about, always confirm acknowledgement from net control before initiating any assignment change. Good review. Okay, slide number 12. Okay, preparation activities. Now we're beginning, preparing for the incident. Now, in this first of two sections of the 242 class, we're only going to go up through the slides pertaining to preparation. And this is the first one that kind of summarizes the little checklist that we went through when we turned off the recorder. Preparation activities, create and update our go kits and our go kit checklists. Have standardized course materials, we certainly have a lot of that. Attend community emergency response team training, CERT training. Okay, before we go on, it occurred to me, for the benefit of those people listening to the tape, that perhaps many of us don't know exactly what CERT's all about, and in particular, how CERT might parallel our activities relative to ICS. So with that, we're going to change to a different slide presentation. So hopefully I can come back easily. I think I can do better here. The challenge right now is that my screen is collapsed on me.
Is that Win 8 on
it?
Is that Windows 7 or 8 on
it? 7. Whoa, what do we have here? Oh, how did that get activated? Okay. I don't know how I got that activated. I can't see what I want to see here. And I don't see my exit button because my screen's messed up. Sorry for the delay on the tape. I think what we're going to do is we're going to go back to the PowerPoint and we're going to strictly refer to the handout about CERT rather than getting it up on the screen of the computer.
On the web, it's reference slide 12.
Yeah. On the web, we're referencing slide 12, and there's a handout, and it has a green header. It's called CERT Organization, and this is unit number 6 in the CERT Basic Training Curriculum. I think there's about 12 units, as I recall, but this one I found interesting because it does highlight the parallel CERT is to our effort under ZRICS. The unit objectives in this handout, obviously to describe the CERT structure, identify how CERT interrelates with ICS, that's the key point, and to explain documentation requirements, also interesting. On the unit topics, which is the CERT basic slide 6-2, they talk about the CERT organization and mobilization. We've talked about mobilization and again documentation. If we move on to the next slide, which is 6-3, principles of on-scene management for CERT. Notice their number one principle. What is the number one principle?
Safety.
Just like what we're learning now is number one. Number two is, of course, to provide a clear leadership and organizational structure through ICS. And lastly, to improve effectiveness of their rescue efforts. And the thought that popped in my mind as I read that is, again, what Wayne has constantly said at the end of every one of the courses. And what is that? What is that quote as far as performance? Do you remember? At the end of almost every course.
When you perform the higher effort.
Exactly. Exactly. How you perform is how you'll be remembered. And I can't help but think that you know, the reason they're emphasizing effectiveness is precisely that point as well. Now, looking at slide 6-4, which deals with CERT on-scene management, we see a number of things that are relevant to ICS. Well-defined management structure, of course, like command, operations, planning, logistics, and finance, admin. Manageable span and control. Remember in one of our prior classes we talked about when we were doing mutual aid exercise and there were a number of organizations playing in that exercise, Tri-City Races, Laguna Niguel, and Mich Viejo. To have one incident commander, for example, Wayne, would have violated the requirement of ICS of a 1-5 ratio, ideally a 1-5 ratio of supervisor to subordinates. And so in that exercise, we had Charlie as incident commander for Mission Viejo to help maintain the right ratio. We had Joe for Tri-City Races, and we had Ray for Laguna Niguel. Obviously, effective communications. Consolidated action plan. What is it that we have that sounds like the consolidated action plan that we've talked about? What form or what?
DRD?
No. How about the field incident action plan? Okay, so that's kind of the parallel there. Comprehensive resource management. Okay, that's the ERD. Okay, and what other form? What else do we have? The ERD is for equipment. What do we use for the people?
Restat
report for people, okay. And accountability, we've seen a lot of that, all these forms that we have to get familiar with. Moving on to the CERT objectives for on-scene management, slide 6-5. They identify number one is to identify the scope of the incident. Okay, we've talked about that umpteen times. How big, how bad? Certainly strategy. Deploy resources. What comes to my mind is are the SAL levels that we talked about. the activation levels, and certainly document actions. On slide 6.6, they are again highlighting the same thing we've seen, the structure of ICS. Yeah. Well, the question that I wrote here is, under CERT, which section did they report to, do you think? Did they report to operations?
No, I don't understand the question.
No, okay. Ambiguous question for the sake of the tape. Okay. Of the various sections listed on this page, operations, logistics, planning, finance, or command, which of those do you think the CERT members fall under during an incident?
Operation, no. I would see this ops.
Ops?
Yeah, because could be residents in the neighborhood where it was affected, so they may not be the boots on the ground, but as far as providing, you know, aid and assistance, but they can be mobilized by an ops person to do whatever is needed.
Yeah.
Because on slide 6.3, it mentions improve their effectiveness of rescue efforts. So yeah, out there
a key word is rescue, isn't it?
They do that. That's not for you. Yeah, they do that.
Yeah. The rescue effort popped up in our documentation.
You beg your pardon?
Rescue hasn't come up.
No, it hasn't.
Documentation. We're communication. Yeah. But they're like, get in there and pull the people out.
They do.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're both part of operations, but two very important facets. One is dealing with the rescue of human beings versus providing communications. So you're right. But I find it fascinating the parallel between the two organizations, or the two structures, our structure and theirs. Slide 6-7, they're just, okay, look at that, CERT operations. They're emphasizing operations, so I guess that answers the question. And they're merely talking about establishing a commander or a team lead. Okay, nothing significant there. Slide 6-8. They're talking about, I guess, basically the need for PIO, public information officer, right? And of course, we would refer any questions to our incident commander as well, or PIO. So far we're in pretty parallel. Moving on to the slide 6-9. NIMS compliance, they're requiring the same courses, IS 100 and 700. That we have, so that's interesting. I didn't realize that CERT required that. Mm-hmm. So
at least Sam wants, but the FEMA CERTs do.
The what?
The FEMA CERT, the FEMA approved CERT courses, like San Juan Capistrano, which is what I went through. Mm-hmm. The one in Laguna Niguel is not a FEMA approved CERT course.
Ah.
So I don't know if they...
Now, you said Laguna Niguel. Are you talking about the academy?
No.
This was part of the academy?
Laguna Niguel, it's a separate thing.
Oh, totally separate.
And I think that Mission Viejo has it too. The citizens' preparedness thing.
Yeah.
It's different than CERT. It's not a CERT course. Mm-hmm. And I went through both of them. I went through the Laguna Niguel. I was like, I'll stay with San Juan Capistrano. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, their San Juan Capistrano CERT outfit is modeled after ICS. They have incident commanders for the Swallows Day Parade. There's an incident commander. Then they have the whole Mololox operations logistics. We need more people directing traffic, whatever.
Hmm.
The whole Mololox. And they have it broken down into divisions and groups. because they got a lot of horses down there.